Open your Bibles with me tonight to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 6. Our text is in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount. It's interesting, when I read this passage scores of times. And then earlier this year, as I was reading it again, I read a verse that I thought I knew. In fact, I had memorized it. But I recognize it didn't say what I thought it had said. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 19. The Bible says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Read that to you again, just the last verse. "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Heavenly Father, I ask your blessing on this message. I pray, dear Lord, that it might challenge us to make sure that our heart is where it ought to be. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, amen. Very simple passage. It tells us that we're not to spend our life laying up our treasures for things that don't last and things that don't matter. We all have heard the stories about the person that passed away and you found a fortune under the mattress, or they had melted down their silver and gold and hid it in the heating ducts, and they died, and later on their treasure was found. The Bible is very clear that you and I are not to spend our lives laying up our treasures upon the earth, because eventually it'll rust, eventually it'll decay, eventually it'll be destroyed by moths. In fact, think about it in this context. Everything that you have, no matter how nice it is, no matter how expensive or wonderful or splendid it might be, everything that you have is just really premature junk. Premature junk. And so the Lord says, don't lay up your treasures for stuff that is eventually going to be junk. Instead, he says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. And then he tells us why. Well, obviously, it's because they won't be corrupted, and the moths won't get to them, and the thieves won't be able to steal them. But he tells us in verse 21 that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So if I'm going to lay up my treasures in heaven, I need to figure out what my treasures are. Well, obviously, our treasures is our time. Think about it. Somebody is diagnosed with an incurable disease. They'll do everything that they can. They'll try every treatment. They'll try every home remedy. They'll try every doctor or type of doctor that they can find, hoping to get a little more time. And so the time that we have, and obviously none of us know how long we have, but God has given to each of us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week until he's finished with us. And so the time that we have is certainly a treasure. Our family is a treasure. I thank the Lord, my wife and I just celebrated our 38th anniversary on Friday. I felt a wave of doubt go over you're right, I don't look that old. I think I was 10, but I can't remember. But what a treasure our family is. And so our time is a treasure, and our family is a treasure, and certainly our finances, the possessions, the stuff that we have could be classified as treasures. But I want you to notice what he says. He says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Think about that for a second. It doesn't say where your heart is, that's where your treasure is going to be. I always thought of it in the context of, you know, because I love missions, I'll give to missions. Because I love my wife, I'll take care of my wife. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say where your heart is, that's where your treasure's going to be. In fact, it says the opposite. It says where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, your heart follows your treasure. You deposit your treasure, and then your heart follows. So your treasure leads the way. What does that mean? That means if I don't have any treasure here, then my heart's not in it. If I haven't put any of my time in this situation, my heart's not in it. If I haven't invested any of my finances here, then obviously my heart's not in it, because where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And so there's some indications from that. Somebody says, man, I love our church. I'm just so excited about the ministries of our church. I love the fact that we reach out into the area. I love all that God is doing here in our church. I love my church. And yet you only invest 1 or 2 hours a week. You don't love your church. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. Now, you may want to love your church, but according to what Jesus said, you don't love your church. Man, I love missions. I'm so thankful for this missions conference. All these missionaries have touched my heart. I love missions, and yet you spend more each month on your cable bill than you do for your missions offering. You don't love missions. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Well, I love my family. Well, why is it that we don't spend a lot of time with them? Why is it that we're always so busy with work, or so busy with this and so busy with that, that sometimes our family seems neglected? We love our family, at least we want to, but according to the Bible, where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Brother Hal. I do love the ministries of our church. I do. There's no doubt about it. Oh, yeah? Well, then why don't you sing in the choir? Well, I would, but they'd want me to come to practice. And you know, I just don't have the time. I'm busy. I would like to, but you know, my life is busy. You know what I learned? Each of us get 24 hours a day. What we choose to do with those hours, that's where our treasure is. I love the ministries of our church, the Sunday school, the Bible class. I love it. Well, then why don't you teach Sunday school? I would, but they'd expect me to be there every week. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, I'm so thankful we have a soul-winning church. In fact, I love the fact that we have a soul-winning church. Do you go soul-winning every week? Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You see, when this verse, when I recognized what it really said, I was kind of wishing I hadn't recognized it. Because it was a lot easier to go the old way. I said, I'll just love stuff and then I'll invest my time in it. But that's not what the Bible says. It says if I invest my time, my heart's going to follow. Well, I love God. You know, I might be struggling with missions and the church and the ministries, but I do love God. You read your Bible every single day? Every single day? Well, I would, but I'm busy. I don't have time. When we were engaged, I was a youth director in Saginaw, Michigan. My wife lived with her parents in Joliet, Illinois, and I I called her every evening. I said, wait by the phone. I'll call at 7:30 if it's not a church night. Wait by the phone because I don't want to talk to your mom. And so every night I would call her. And then the first month I got my phone bill. Now, they didn't have cell phones. In fact, they had just invented the landline. But for a month of those phone calls, my phone bill was more than $200. Now, that's a lot today, but back then, that's like $2 million. And so I said, Karen, we can't do this phone call stuff every day. It's cheaper on weekends. I'll call you on weekends. We're going to have to write letters. And she said, well, yeah, I understand that. And so she wrote to me every day, and I wrote to her every month. Well, the first weekend, I called her. I said, Karen, I love the letters, but I can't wait. I don't get home from the church till 5:30 at night, and sometimes even later than that. I said, why don't you mail the letters to the church? She said, I can do that. And so every day the mail came to the church at 1 o'clock. Every day about 5 to 1, I'd go out, I'd tell Pastor, I said, I'm going to go get the mail for you today. Secretaries, you don't need to worry about it. I just stand by the mailbox looking down the road, and all of a sudden here comes that little blue and white Jeep, and my heart is starting to pound, and man, I'm getting excited. And he'd pull up, and I wouldn't let him put in the box. I'd just reach into his Jeep. He'd hand me the stuff. Now, most of what you get is the church junk mail anyway, so I'm just leafing through it. And there it was. And do you know, it doesn't matter if it was raining, doesn't matter if it's snowing, doesn't matter how bitterly cold it is, when I found that letter, I would stand on the curb, I would pull it out of the envelope, and I would read that letter. Whew, that girl could write letters, huh? I mean, you'll think I'm exaggerating, but she'd say, to the handsomest man I've ever seen, and I'd say, no wonder I'm in love, she's so smart. And then I'd fold that letter up, and I'd put it in my pocket, and, you know, I'd go back into the building and hand the secretary the rest of the mail. I'd go to my office where I should have been doing something spiritual or worthwhile. But instead, you know what I'd do? I'd pull that letter out again. To the handsomest, yes, I get that. Do you know, I never one time got a letter and was too busy to read it? In fact, because of the way the post office works, some days I'd get the mail and I'd look through it and there'd be nothing there. And I'd think, oh no, she dumped me. And I'd want to call and find out, but you know, I didn't really want to know. And so the next day there'd be two letters and I'd be so relieved. I never, never did not read the letter. You know why? Because I was in love. You tell me you love God, you'll read His book every day. You'll read it every single day. How's your prayer life? Do you spend time in prayer every, is it a vital part of your life? Or is it just something we do because we're supposed to? How many times have you sat down at the dinner table and looked at somebody and said, did we pray yet? How could you forget we prayed? How could you forget talking to God? And yet many times we go day by day by day and spend little or no time in prayer, and then we say, yes, I love God. Remember those phone calls I was telling you about? I still remember them as if they were yesterday. The phone would ring and she'd go, hello? Hi. It's me. Oh, I was hoping it would be. Yep, it is. How are you? Fine. How are you? Fine. What'd you do today? Nothing. What'd you do? Nothing. What are you gonna do tomorrow? Nothing. We could do that for 2 hours. 2 hours, hang up the phone and go, woo! I can't wait till we get married so we can just talk all the time. Yeah, did you figure out it's not so much the conversation, it's just two people that happen to be in love, spending time together. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Much treasure, much heart. Little treasure or no treasure, little or no heart. Think about it like this. You miss church because they're ball games. You know, the kids are on a team and the team depends on them. Where's your heart? You're gone on the weekends in the summer because after all, you work hard and it's only summer for a while. I guess you get like 50 weeks of summer around here, though. But you're gone. You're not in church because your heart is somewhere else. It followed your treasure. Where your time is, that's where your heart's going. Where your finances are, that's where your heart's going. Where your investments are, that's where your heart's going. Everything that we invest will be followed by our heart. We have a nice home, 2 cars, all of the luxuries, and yet we wonder if we can raise our faith promise giving by $5 a week. Shame on us. Our treasure will be followed by our heart. Let me tell you a few things the Bible says about your heart. Now think about this. Your heart is going to follow your treasure. It's like there's a magnet. Here's your treasure, and your heart automatically follows. Here's some things that the scripture says about your heart. In Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means that your treasure defines you. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. The kind of person that you are is determined by your heart, which is following your treasure. Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man's heart deviseth his way. That means your treasure determines your direction. You want to love God? Then you put your treasure into that which will cause your heart to follow. You want to love God more? Then read your Bible more. You want to love God more? Then pray more. You want to love God more? Then give more. Your treasure determines your direction. You want to have a passion for missions? You want to have a heart for lost people? Then you just simply say, God, here's my life. If you want to use me, I'm available. I've read hundreds of biographies trying to figure out exactly how you can tell if you're called to preach. Different men, different people have had different experiences. In my life, it was simply one day I realized everybody I know is going to hell. And I said, God, if you'll let me, I'll give you my life. Was I called to preach? I hope so. I've been doing it for a while. But I learned something. God doesn't usually shun volunteers. I do know that I wanted to invest my life winning people to Christ. And so I said, God, I'll do it. And my heart followed. You want to have a heart for missions and you say, God, I'm going to raise my faith promise. God, I'm going to give you my life to serve you. If you'll use me on the mission field, I'm available. But you invest your treasure, and then you watch your heart follow. You see, the choice is ours. He said this. He said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. That means it's my choice. I have the privilege of choosing where I'm going to lay up my treasures. But lay up treasures in heaven. Again, it's my choice. And so wherever I choose to place my treasure, that's where my heart's going to be. Wherever I want my heart to be, I have to first place my treasure. I decided that it would be nice if my wife stayed in love with me and I stayed in love with her. And so every single week, we go on a date. Now, I've tried to convince her that practically every day with me is a date. But once a week, we go out to eat. She gets to pick where we go. And she knows the stuff I don't like, and she picks it often. But I don't even complain much. Because I want to spend time with her every single week. Because I figure if I'll spend time with her, then my heart's going to follow. And if she spends time with me, then her heart's going to follow. You see, that's pretty much we're without excuse. Because whatever you want to love, whatever you want to be a priority in your life, all you have to do, according to our Savior, is put your treasure there. Because your heart's going to follow. Your heart's going to follow. Treasure is directed by my desires. Lamentations 3:51, mine eye affecteth my heart. So it's my choice. I want to stay in love with our church. I want to love the ministries of our church. Then I'm going to be faithful and I'm going to be involved. I'm going to be here when I can. I'm going to be here when the doors are open. I'm going to make sure that I tithe. I'm going to make sure that I'm giving to the ministries. I'm going to make sure that I'm investing in missions, because where my treasure is, that's where my heart's going to be also. I want to stay in love with God, then I have to read my Bible every day. I have to pray every day. I have to work hard at being a soul winner. I have to do the things that demonstrate my love for God. I have to invest my treasure because I want my heart to follow. And so we're faced with a choice. We have maybe not lots of finances, but some. We have time. The question is, where do we want our heart? If I place my treasure here, my heart will follow. If I put my treasure here, my heart will follow. And so what our responsibility is tonight, church, is just to figure out, where do I want my heart? And determine by the grace of God, that's where my treasure is going to be. It's mission conference. We start out by praying, Lord, what would you have me to do financially? And then I put my treasure there so my heart can follow. I say, Lord, what do you want me to do with my life? Do you want me on the mission field? Do you want me to give my life? Here it is, Lord. And your heart follows. Now, it may be that that's not God's will for you, but you'd never know until you surrender. You never know until you place your treasure there. And even if he doesn't, your heart's going to follow. So each of us have to determine, where do we want our heart? And it's very simple. You just say, I'll put my treasure here and allow my heart to follow. Because Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.